USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An internal memo indicates Spotify CEO Daniel Ek told employees Sunday that he strongly condemns racial slurs used by Joe Rogan in the past, but that he will not be cutting ties with the popular podcaster. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is making his first visit to Washington since taking office December 8th and will meet with President Biden at the White House today. The two will surely discuss Russia's posturing against its Ukrainian neighbor. Republican representative from Texas Michael McCaul on ABC News says world leaders are watching America's leaders closely.
These are dangerous times, times of the essence. This would be the largest invasion in Europe since World War II. And the time frame, as Jake Sullivan mentioned, is closing in. This is why it's so important, because she is watching what is happening. Our adversaries are watching. If Putin could go into Ukraine with no resistance, certainly she will take Taiwan. He's always wanted this in the South China Sea.
USA Radio News.
Do you suffer from joint pain, knee pain, arthritis? Pick Billy Gerard for Revive One, the roll-on pain reliever. Just shake it, roll it on, and feel the relief. I love snowboarding, but my knees, they feel the pain. Revive One pain reliever changed all that. Shake it, roll it on, and I'm right back on the slopes. Gail G, she said that Revive One relieved her pain and helped her and her husband enjoy their walks again. Put an end to your pain with Revive One. Try Revive One on your pain risk-free. Go to painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland, all one word, .com. Use discount code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Revive One is so confident it'll work for you, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Go to painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
Responding to a shots fired call, police became the target when they arrived.
Two people fatally shot at an apartment complex in a suburb of Milwaukee yesterday. The man responsible later died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, but not before taking aim at police who responded to the scene, as we hear from the Brown Deer, Wisconsin Police Chief Peter Nimmer.
Our officers were dispatched for a shots fired call. Upon our arrival to the scene, our officers were fired upon from the second floor balcony.
No officers were wounded, but one other person, a civilian bystander, was injured, but not seriously. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Alvin Kamara, the New Orleans Saints star NFL running back, was arrested Sunday shortly after playing in the Pro Bowl in Las Vegas, Nevada, for his alleged involvement in a brutal beating that previous night that took place inside a nightclub. His bail was set at $5,000, and he has a court hearing later on today. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason: results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com. andro400.com.
In the summer of 2020, GoFundMe raised money for mostly left-wing Antifa and CHOP's illegal occupation of city property in Seattle, Washington. Now mostly right-wing truckers are protesting vaccine mandates in Canada. GoFundMe pulled their support and are returning roughly $10 million in donations to their contributors after first saying they would choose where to donate the truckers' money. Senator Ted Cruz on Fox Business.
Canadian truckers are heroes. They are patriots, and they are marching for your freedom and for my freedom. They're defending Canada, but they're defending America as well. Of course, the corporate media hates it and is trying to silence them. And big tech, you look at what GoFundMe did. People gave $10 million to support the Freedom Convoy because they were so proud of the courage of these truck drivers. And the thieves in Silicon Valley decided, we don't like your politics, so A, we're going to take your money, and then B, we're going to give it to people we like. Today, I sent a letter to the Federal Trade Commission asking that the FTC open an investigation into GoFundMe into whether they've committed deceptive trade practices.
One protester was on the BBC after Ottawa declared a state of emergency because of the truckers' vaccine mandate protest in Canada.
I'm here to denounce that the unvaccinated for 2 years have been shamed and thrown under the bus in on the public's place. It goes against freedom of speech in Canada.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.